This is the Recency Bias. It's your morning after mini pod. I'm Zach Vanoss, managing editor, rabbithabs.com, along with you on this Friday. Thank you for downloading, thank you for subscribing. Even if you just learned how to do that, appreciate that. Not alluding to anyone in particular. Yes, indeed. The Recency Bias, your morning after mini pod, a production of rabbithabs.com, part of the Rabbit Habs Podcast Network, along with the Nosebleeds Podcast. Yes, make sure you're listening to Nosebleeds Podcast, and make sure you're following at rabbithabs.com. That way you've got your Ian Boisvert content covered, reading, of course, the recaps of the games. But at Rabbit Habs on Twitter, at the Montreal Bias, for the podcast feed, and of course, at Zach Drops Tweets is where you find me. You found the Canadiens on Thursday night at the Bell Center hosting the visiting Buffalo Sabres. And this was a wacky one. And probably one Carey Price in particular would like back. A 6-5 overtime loss to the Sabres. A back-and-forth game. Wasn't particularly great hockey. Entertaining? Sure. Good. Not so much, and a really tough night for Canadiens netminder Carey Price. Not the first tough night on the season for Price. The rumblings will continue. The questions will continue on Carey, who is 25 of 31 on the night at 806 save percentage. As I say, he allowed 5 goals. The Sabres actually swapped out goalies in this one. Ullmark got pulled for Hutton, who didn't allow any. So They did show Antti Niemi, I think, after the fourth Buffalo goal. They did the cut to him. But you do not quite, well, I mean, you can in certain situations, but I didn't expect Carey Price to get pulled. But you had to wonder. He certainly looked off. The offense, not so much. 5 goal scorers for the Habs on the night. Jonathan Drouin getting his 5th of the year. Matthew Pekka getting his 1st of the season and his 1st with the Habs. Andrew Shaw getting his 2nd of the season. Thomas Tatar, number 6 on the year. And Delorier getting 1 as well. Buffalo rolled into the Bell Center 7-6-2. They lost on Sunday night to the New York Rangers. So they didn't have any more momentum in their wings than the Habs did. And this one was bouncing back and forth the whole time. About 6 minutes in, Vladimir Sobotka gets it going for the Sabres, and but 3 minutes later, Domi, neat pass over to Drouin, who totally redeems himself for a tough game. Who'd they play earlier in the week? The New York Rangers, that's who they played. The New York Rangers. Yes, you may recall there was no recency bias after that. I didn't end up seeing the end of the game. I got caught up in watching the U.S. election results. I didn't really want to talk about a game that I'd missed the entire second half of, so. Sorry. But hey, we're doing this one. So we're even at 1 after the Domi feed to Drouin. Sobotka scores a controversial one, his 2nd of the night. And as you've heard me say on the podcast before, I just throw my hands up in the air for most of these challenges now, whether or not it's goalie interference. But this one, I actually really thought there was enough evidence that Bolia's stick had impeded Carey Price's pad. But alas, the refs didn't think so. They said the goal stands. Claude Julien was irate. We saw some steaming Claude on that one. That's gross. Don't say that again. But it counts. Bolia once again screwing Carey Price. Sabres up 2-1, but doesn't take long for the Habs to exact a little revenge. Fourth line, Claude Julien pissed off. He puts his fourth line out there, and immediately, like 10 seconds later, Pekka with his 1st of the season, 1st as a Hab, as I say, we're even at 2s, but just over a minute later, Sheary does it for Buffalo. All right, Habs back down 2-3, so 34 seconds later, Andrew Shaw, he evens at 3-3. Shaw was really on in this game. Andrew Shaw played a good game, I thought, for a guy who's seen a little bit of time as a healthy scratch lately. Looked like he had some fire in his belly. So that is the first period. You knew you were in for a bad one at that point. Second period opened up. Skinner, Eichel, they connect. They were incredible. They give you something to watch if you're a Buffalo Sabres fan. They really do. That Skinner trade, I mean, as good as Carolina's season has been, that Skinner trade looks like highway robbery right now. What a combo he has been with Jack Eichel, who only has one goal himself, but he's been setting Skinner up, and they are on a roll, including in this game. About 5 minutes into the second, Jeff Skinner, he gets his 10th of the season, but you got the sense there'd be plenty more scoring to come, and if that was your sense, you were right. Thomas Tatar off a nice 2-on-1 with Max Domi. Max, another multi-point night, another night of driving the offense. We're all even 4-4 midway through the second period, and the Canadians going to take the lead for once. A penalty kill puts the Habs in what looks like tough territory, but Delorier manages to find his first of the season. There's a couple minutes left in the period, and the Canadians are up 5-4. But in the third, Skinner and Eichel, the aforementioned terrors, they strike again. A couple minutes in the third, 2 minutes, 20 seconds in the third. We're all even at five. That would be all there was for regulation. Overtime, though, wouldn't take long. Lehkonen misses a golden opportunity. How many times are we going to say that this season? Arturi Lehkonen, quite snake-bitten. I hope that doesn't become a career reputation and is just something that he has to shake off. But right now, Arturi Lehkonen, when he gets the opportunity, the hands are not there. So what happens when he misses? Well, wrists the line and finds the opportunity to go the other way and beats Carey Price on one that I think Carey Price would like to have back. I certainly would like Carey Price to have back. It was a tough shot, perfectly placed and all, but Carey usually has those. Carey usually has a lot of those, or at least historically has had a lot of the ones that he did not have tonight. Was he getting all the support in the world on defense? No, of course not. It's a 6-5 game. The defense is going to take some of the blame, and rightfully so. But rough night for Carey Price. There's no way you could spin this otherwise. He was not on top of his game. That's a couple games now where we have not seen the best of Carey Price. He had that shutout in the game against Boston to pass Patrick Roy on the Habs' all-time wins chart in the number two spot by himself. 33 save performance shutout there, but since then, a little bit shaky. Is there cause for concern? We'll debate that in the forum on rabbithabs.com. That's something that we should probably be debating there. I'm concerned. I believe there is cause for concern. I'm not touching the panic button or anything like that, but I am concerned about young Carey Price. Not so young anymore, and a lot of years left on that deal and a lot of money. Need Carey Price to be pretty good. Better than he was tonight, at the very least. That's a tough one. A fun one, I mean, for the most part. Entertaining. Quality? No. But entertaining, and you did see some quality play within an overall poorly played game. But the goaltending, really, on both sides was quite porous. On Thursday night, what you gonna do? We're gonna look at the rest of the scores from Thursday night. That's what we're gonna do. Vancouver beats Boston in a crazy game. 8-5 the score in that one. Florida over Edmonton by a 4-1 count. Overtime between Philadelphia and the Arizona Coyotes saw Philly win that one by a 5-4 score. Vegas, they beat Ottawa 5-3. Vegas coming to Montreal next. Max Pacioretty's return. Yes, that's what's next on the docket. So they'll be coming off of a win heading into that Saturday contest with the Golden Knights. Tampa beats the New York Islanders by a 4-2 score. Carolina edges Chicago 4-3. Dallas over San Jose by that same 4-3 score. And Minnesota beats Los Angeles 3-1. Your Montreal Canadiens in a bit of the first hiccup they've hit on the season. First rough patch they've hit. First time they've lost consecutive games. So we will see how they react, as I say. Max Pacioretty will be at the Bell Center on Saturday night. The Vegas Golden Knights rolling into Montreal. Carey Price v. Marc-Andre Fleury. Let's see if Price could bounce back in that one. Tough one for the Canadiens. Tough one for Carey Price. We'll talk to you again on Sunday. Till then, take care.